It's 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. The Texas Supreme Court sent same-sex couples an ominous message today. It threw out a lower court ruling that supported the city of Houston's efforts to extend benefits to married gay spouses. The case now goes back to the trial court. Houston enacted the policy under Annalise Parker, its first openly gay mayor. Plaintiffs argued that Houston broke state law by using tax dollars to pay same-sex spousal benefits. The case has been brewing for 3 years, since before the U.S. Supreme Court legalized same-sex marriage. Josh Blackman teaches at South Texas College of Law, Houston.
What the Supreme Court of Texas said today was, it's an open question whether that includes the provision of government-sponsored health benefits.
Houston's current mayor, Sylvester Turner, issued a statement saying the city is reviewing its options. And in the meantime, Houston will keep paying spousal benefits to all eligible employees. In San Antonio, a police officer died today after being shot in the head during a gunfight yesterday. Officer Miguel Moreno is the second San Antonio officer to die in the line of duty since five Dallas cops were gunned down last July 7th. As Joey Palacios of Texas Public Radio reports, Moreno and his partner were responding to a suspicious person's call when one suspect opened fire.
Officer Miguel Moreno was a 9-year veteran of SAPD. He died Friday morning after spending almost 19 hours on life support. Moreno and his partner, Officer Julio Cavazos, were patrolling north of downtown San Antonio when they spotted two suspicious persons. Police Chief William McManus says when officers exited their vehicle, suspect Andrew Bice opened fire.
All they were going to do was contact these two individuals, and things went bad real quick.
Moreno was shot in the head and went down. Cavazos was shot in the chin and the bullet lodged in his chest. He managed to pull Moreno out of the line of fire.
The suspect continued to fire. Officer Cavazos, even in the condition that he was in, turned fire.
Cavazos shot Bice, but the Bexar County Medical Examiner's Office now confirms that Bice committed suicide with a gunshot wound to the head. The second suspect was arrested but may not be charged. The motive for the shooting is unknown. Mike Kelly is the president of the San Antonio Police Officers Association. He says fellow officers describe Moreno as a hard charger who will be missed.
Somebody that was always went well beyond the call of duty when it came to doing his work and his job.
Cavazos is expected to survive his injuries. Officer Moreno is survived by his mother, father, three sisters, and a brother. In San Antonio, Joey Palacios reporting.
Under Attorney General Ken Paxton, Texas is now one of nearly a dozen states urging the U.S. Justice Department to phase out DACA, President Obama's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrival program. Kamal Esaheb is Director of Policy and Advocacy for a pro-DACA group, the National Immigration Law Center.
Texas knows that other courts have considered state challenges to DACA and have rejected them. And rather than recognize that DACA is good for Texas and good for the country, they've decided to waste time and taxpayer dollars to try to force the Trump administration's hands on the matter.
The Trump administration has allowed the program to remain in effect. This coalition of states wants the White House to rescind the policy by September 5th. If not, they say they'll challenge it in court. The DACA program awards a renewable 2-year work permit to undocumented immigrants who arrived in the U.S. before they were 16 and were younger than 30. As of June 2012. When it comes to dating, most of us primp to seem more desirable. In the animal world, it's no different. That's a male clubbed wing mannequin, singing not with his voice, but with the feathers of his wings. The goal? Attract a female. Today on Think, guest host Lawrence Silverman talked with Yale ornithologist Richard Prum about why these birds developed this elaborate mating display.
The clubwing mannequin is a little bird about the size of a chickadee or titmouse that lives in northwestern Ecuador and Colombia, and it's found in mossy forests in the western slopes of the Andes of those countries. So what mannequins do is relieve the male from any participation in family life. The female builds the nest, she lays the eggs, and she raises the young. But as a result, she has the freedom of choice to prefer any male that she likes. And in the family, they've evolved these elaborate dances as a result. Females prefer extreme plumages and interesting movements and funny sounds.
Richard Prum is the author of The Evolution of Beauty, How Darwin's Forgotten Theory of Mate Choice Shapes the Animal World. This episode of Think airs tonight at 9, and you can subscribe to the podcast at think.kera.org. Don Quixote rides again, thanks to Shakespeare Dallas. The Outdoor Festival has staged non-Shakespeare plays before. This is the first time it's commissioned a literary adaptation from a living author. Art and Seek's Anne Bothwell and Jerome Weeks sat down to talk about bringing Miguel Cervantes' classic novel to the stage.
Jerome, most of us are familiar with Don Quixote. He's that literary figure, the legendary Spaniard. He thinks he's a knight, and he's got this sidekick, Sancho Panza, and together they go off on a quest, and Quixote is attacking windmills because he thinks they're giants. Does the Shakespeare Dallas production really change any of that?
Yes, a lot, and yet no. When Solis' first version of the play, Quixote, premiered in 2009, it was done as a traditional period piece. It was set in the 1600s when Cervantes wrote his novel. But Shakespeare Dallas won a grant to commission Octavio Solis to rewrite that first version. Director Gustavo Tambacio had the idea of updating the staging and setting it in Texas along the border.
That's interesting. How did that work?
Much of it is amusing, better than the many Old West stagings of Shakespeare I've sat through. Here, Quixote doesn't ride an old horse. He drives a mobility scooter. And when he goes tilting at windmills, they are windmills, but Texas ranch-style windmills. This is an example of Solis' updatings. The local priest argues the cure for Quixote is burning his books.
Fiction's a terrible crime on literature. People read it and believe it.
Worse yet, they look to it for moral instruction. And you know, there's only one book for that.
Oh, yes, sir. I keep my first edition Lonesome Dove in pristine condition.
That's clever.
Yeah, and Solis makes Quixote politically relevant as well. Some people may think, great, another writer inserting political lectures. But as modern readers, we miss a lot of the social satire that's actually in Cervantes' novel. We just heard him mocking censorship by the Catholic Church, for instance. His novel really is a debate over the value of fiction. Did those old tales inspire Quixote or delude him? If fiction's a fraud, shouldn't it be banned? So a little socio-political viewpoint is not out of place on stage. This is Jim Jorgensen as Quixote, imploring Dulcinea, his imaginary queen, his inspiration, to give him strength.
Raise me up, and I pledge to protect the rights of the innocent, the weak, and the aged, to fight for the unemployed, the uninsured, the undocumented, and the unwanted. I swear it.
Okay, I see what Solis is doing there. These references to immigration and to healthcare, they feel pretty in line with the character Quixote's original ideals. It's actually kind of touching.
Yeah, and for another thing, Jim Jorgensen is really good as Quixote. He's noble and driven and clueless.
Yet I hear that but in your voice, Jerome.
Yeah, a big hurdle in adapting the novel Don Quixote is Cervantes' own voice. He's the narrator. And so to convey that voice, Solis makes Cervantes a character on stage. This Cervantes brings Quixote into the future to us to test him. And then as the play continues, Cervantes pops up as different minor characters.
It sounds a little like Where's Waldo?
Yeah. I understand why Solis did it, but I don't think the device works. It might have if it were played for laughs sometimes. But this Cervantes is stone solid serious, and the character adds to a play that's already too long. Shakespeare's dramas can certainly run 2.5 hours, but the play feels much longer, partly because it seems to be wrapping up several times and then disappointing us.
So I take it this is not a quest that you're going to be following.
Well, Solis' script is actually smarter, more sophisticated than the musical Man of La Mancha or most of the movie treatments, but it seems halfway between that first traditional version of his and a fully realized updating. For instance, I don't think you need to bring the author on stage to justify magically transporting Quixote to Texas. Just bring him here and let the old knight and the sweet, sad Sancho Panza win us over again.
Thanks, Jerome.
It's a pleasure, Anne.
The Shakespeare Dallas production of Quixote is in Samuel Grant Park through July 22nd. For the evening, mostly cloudy skies, a 40% chance for showers with a low around 76 later tonight. Tomorrow should be mostly cloudy, a 50% chance for storms with a high near 93. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.